Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, Executive Director of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, Kerry Brown, discusses some of the regulations introduced under the new World Anti-Doping Agency Code and international standards. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. Under the revised World Anti-Doping Agency WADA Code and International Standards, which came into effect on January 1, 2015, athletes or support personnel who are deemed to have helped another athlete to violate anti-doping rules will now be sanctioned. This is one of two new anti-doping violations introduced under the revised code and is referred to as complicity.
Complicity is a person surrounding an athlete, whether it be coach, physio, doctor, or parent. Still athlete support personnel are trying to cover up an anti-doping rule violation or trying to hide any other areas such as trafficking, which is another anti-doping rule violation. They might be helping to administer, but they are trying to cover it up, so that's complicity.
Executive Director of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, Kerry Brown. JADCO is the organization charged with ensuring that Jamaica's athletes adhere to WADA doping regulations. The second new doping violation introduced in the 2015 WADA code is entitled Prohibited Association. This has to do with making sure athletes or support personnel do not associate with individuals known for doping infractions.
A person who has been sanctioned under the rules and the code, and you would have notified that person that they should not associate with any athlete or athlete support personnel. Once that person has been duly notified, then if persons are seen to be associating with them, you would warn that person. Of course, if they don't heed the warning, then they can be sanctioned as well. Persons must not think that because I am not the athlete and I am not the one returning the adverse analytical finding, I am not liable, I am not culpable. There have been many cases where persons have been actually administered to by some of their support personnel, and when they get in trouble, those persons shrink away into the background. So we want persons to know that this is very critical.
Mr. Brown says the new regulations have also relaxed the process for sanctioning athletes who miss drug tests due to unforeseen circumstances.
The original requirement was that if you had three whereabouts failures, whether it be missed tests, filing failures, within an 18-month period, it would be seen as an anti-doping rule violation. However, they have reduced that window now to 12 months.
He adds that JADCO will be working closely with athletes to ensure that they have every opportunity to present themselves for testing and thereby avoid sanctions.
There are iPhone and Android apps that they can use on their smartphones to change your location or if they reach to a computer. And also, we also provide assistance for athletes as support to them, because some of them might not be as computer savvy as others, so we help to update their whereabouts.
The new code has, however, introduced tougher sanctions for anti-doping rule violations.
There are stricter sanctions for athletes as well as athlete support personnel now. So under the old code, the anti-doping rule violation, the maximum sentence for a first offense would be 2 years. Now it's 4. The thought behind this is that if a person is cheating, they should miss an Olympic cycle and they should have the benefits of coming back quickly.
Mr. Brown adds that JADCO is already planning sensitization seminars across the country this year to ensure that athletes and their support personnel are informed about the new regulations being introduced under the new World Anti-Doping Code and international standards.
We plan to have sessions throughout the year to get the knowledge out there, because even though you might want to claim ignorance, the rules are enforced now. And so we are doing our duty to make sure that everybody knows, everybody understands, so that they can truly support the great athletes we have in this country.
Executive Director of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, Kerry Brown. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.